This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strausser, and this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And today's guest, as we head toward wintertime, it's Karen McShane. She's director of Saturday Ski Lessons on the Big Mountain and a ski club member. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Your first time on this show, right?
It is.
But we've talked a lot about this big event that you guys are having with the ski club, and we're talking about the ski swap and sale. This is coming up very soon. What are the dates of this event?
So, important date, November 5th. You're going to want to go online, bigmountainskiclub.org. If you haven't done so already, you still have a ton of time. Register, become a consignor, so you have all your items. If you're selling something, tag them out, have them listed. So, and then also list for a time between 1 and 7 p.m. on November 5th. Have that allotted time. Come in and drop your items off with us.
It's the people that want to come and buy. The 6th is the big day, right?
6th is in the big day. So 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, so before we get into all the details of this swap and sale, I want to learn about you a little bit. Tell us about you and maybe a little bit of history of this club and the sale. It's been going on for quite some time.
It's been a long time. So started in 1972 by Jesse Dietz. The swap was started in the 80s and has been going on ever since. And first weekend in November, I've been a part of it for, I believe, 11 or 12 years.
So are you a Montana gal? You live right here in the Flathead?
I do. I am actually originally from North Dakota. My mom is from here. So raised North Dakota, so never skied. I watched my kids ski and thought it would be super fun to learn it as an adult. It has been. They hate skiing with me now.
Well, I grew up in eastern Montana, so almost North Dakota.
Yeah.
There's no skiing over there unless you're on a lake.
No, yeah, there's not. That's so, not happening over there.
At what age did you learn how to ski and become a teacher?
Oh, in my 30s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, and then you teach the little ones, right? Or do you teach anyone?
No. I teach those little guys because it's still such an age that, but that level that I'm very familiar with. So the patience that I have for it, I totally get, right? Because I learned that as an adult.
So, do you do anything else that you want to talk about? Do you in life? Are you married? Do you have kids? What family life?
I have three kids. I have a son, 16, two daughters, 14 and 12. I get to work from home now, which I love.
Nice.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people can say that, but I would love that. Okay, so let's get right into it. This thing has been going on a long time. And what do you think people love most about this event? Because it really has become an event, a staple.
I think it's really consistent. I think it's fun that it's so local. We don't have any outside vendors that are coming in. And if they are, it's from shops that are in the valley. And again, that they're familiar with. And the idea is that I love, and I've done it for years, where you're getting rid of your gear. So you're making some money off of it and you're swapping out for something else, which is great for these kids that grow every year and are going to need that next bigger size.
Yeah, you're not going to a store to buy new every time.
No.
Break of the bank.
But I'm a sucker for it. I have so many jackets and I do it every year.
Okay, I got to ask, what is the weirdest thing you've ever seen come through the door related to skiing and winter sports?
Well, that's interesting because that's a great question. This is not a garage sale and people bring in everything. So I've had it where people drop off random clothes. Hey, we don't take t-shirts, right? And I do think that's weird. Like, where do you think you're at? I'd have to think of other weird items, but the thing that I think is weird is that they bring us non-winter stuff. Like, we're just a drop-off center.
Yeah, like a Hawaiian shirt?
Pretty much, yeah. Anything goes, you know?
Oh, this is crazy. I didn't know that, but when I've been there, I've seen some really high-end stuff before. Like, why are they swapping this out? It's beautiful.
Well, they price it too. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be priced to where it's not getting swapped, right? Like, it's going to either sell or not sell.
Well, it's a great idea. And again, it's coming up very soon. So you're going to want to get yourself registered as a swap. What do you call it? A swap member? Or what would you call this? You
got to
get registered. A signer?
Consignee.
Oh, consignee.
That's
consignee.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Equipment drop-off is Friday. You said it, the 5th. That's from 1 to 7. With these appointments, basically, what happens there? You have to make that appointment, and then you come in, and what happens during that appointment?
Yeah, you'll come in, and then we'll have everything printed out so we know that, yep, your name's up. You come in. We'll have all these checkout stands. Come up to us with either the items attached with your tickets, or even if you hand us the tickets, and then we can attach everything for you. But the idea is that you've already done and registered all your items online. You are just checking them in with us.
Well, the Ski Club is a nonprofit organization, so this is really kind of your big fundraiser.
It is. It's our only fundraiser. And then really, with that fundraiser, though, we're giving it right back to the community.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there a limit on how much you can bring in?
Oh, I want to... No, there's not. No, bring in your stuff, but make sure it is attached, that everything's been printed out. So that's the big thing.
So they could bring a truckload if they wanted to.
The anxieties. Yes, yeah, they can pretty much. They can bring a lot. I've seen a lot of stuff.
Well, Karen McShane said it was okay right here on the radio. But if that changes, just let me know.
I've seen it's a ton. They bring a lot of items. But you know what? It's consistent. We have great volunteers. And that's really what we do. We're all volunteers.
Okay, we'll be back with part two of the show in just a minute. We're going to be talking more about the big ski swap and sale. Director of Saturday Ski is Karen McShane. She's here with the annual Big Mountain Ski Swap fundraiser for the Big Mountain Ski Club. This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Focus on the Flathead is back. I'm Ross Rouser. Our guest today is Karen McShane, Director of Saturday Ski Lessons and the Ski Club. Annual Big Mountain Ski Swap is coming up, Karen. And we talked about what you do and that you teach the youngsters up on the mountain. This is really a great fundraiser for just that, the Ski Club right here in Northwest Montana.
Yes, it is our one-year annual event that we've been doing going on for years. And again, this money is awesome that we raise. And then it's put right back into the community.
So what does that money go for all year long? Because there's a lot going on with the ski club.
You know, really what it is too, I mean, throughout the season too, it's donated to other organizations is part of it. And then there are, depending on the year, I think last year it wasn't quite the same, but donating to the snow buses. And then also getting kids in Whitefish to go up from those schools a couple times during the year as well to go get on the mountain to ski if they haven't registered with us as a club.
Okay, great. Let's talk about some questions that people might have, like how do you price your items? Because you know everybody thinks their items are like worth so much, but you guys kind of have a formula. The guideline, 50, 30, 10. Can I read this right off the website?
Yes, please.
Here it is. Near to new items should be sold for 50%. That's kind of a good guideline. That's 50% of retail, maybe what they paid for it. Slightly used at 25 to 30% and well-worn stuff, 10%.
Yes. I mean, price it like you want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a garage sale?
Correct.
So I was asking about things that come in. You talked about coats, that you like to buy coats.
Yes.
What else do you see there? You can consign pretty much anything that's winter, right?
Yes. Winter items. You know what's funny is over the years, I've shopped it, right? And then as, you know, Saturday comes along, I'll see people buy and then I'll see gloves go through. And I was like, I didn't even look at that, right? I mean, it's amazing. Check out the gloves, the socks, all those, and new socks, because we do have a person that comes in from Whitefish with the new socks, but jackets, the ski, anything ski related is what does very, very well at the swap.
You see things like, you know, backcountry stuff like snowshoes.
Yes, that's great. Yes, yep. Snowshoes, cross-country skiing, that gear does very well there as well.
That's a lot of cross-country going on around here lately. Location, I don't think we even mentioned this in the first part,
no,
but
it's
at the Wave Aquatic and Fitness Center. They've done it for quite some time.
Yes, it's been going on, well, since I've been part of it, over 10 years is where we've been.
Mm-hmm. And just so people who have never been there, where in the wave is it happening?
Where in the wave? It is in the gym.
Okay, it's a big gym.
The big gym.
It's going to take that in more space, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you are to enter on the south side door. So you would not come in the main entrance, but everything will be marked. There'll be a tent on the side as well.
Okay, so anything else that happens on that day we should know about? I know there's hand sanitizer. Yeah. Is there food and drink, anything like that?
No, we're not doing that.
You're not doing that? You never know.
No, that's a great question, but no.
I thought about serving beer at my last garage sale just to make them come in.
That's actually a very good idea.
No, let's not.
Okay.
But this sounds very cool, and appointments required. I want to mention that again. Let me read just a part of this right here. Those wanting to consign their equipment must register through the club's website. You said that in the first half.
Yes.
BigMountainSkiClub.org is the place to do it. And is that kind of a portal
yes.
for the whole thing?
Yep. Yeah, because that'll bring you back, and you'll have a login then for your items that you consigned. So you can log back into the portal. And you can see throughout the day on November 6th what has sold, what hasn't sold. And then our pickup time for those items that have not sold. And you can come in sooner. So if you're doing something today and you know that you can't come in at this time, come in sooner. There are your items. You can grab them whenever. But 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We don't want you to donate your items to us. So we definitely want you to come back in and please pick up whatever has not sold. Because then we have to figure out what to do with it. But again, you can log in to that online portal and you can see what has sold. So if all your things have sold, you do not need to come see us.
Well, I got to tell you, there's 4,000 plus new people, new families living in the Flathead Valley since last December. Have you ever heard those numbers?
It sounds better than 10,000, though.
Yes, it does. Well, Whitefish, I think, is like most of it. But if you have family and you have kids and they want to ski and they need equipment every year because they're growing in and out of this stuff like crazy, this is the thing. This is the big deal.
That's how I got into this. Years ago, I heard people talking about it and it didn't make sense to me. It's $35 for your family. $35. Wow. The prices stayed the same. Your kids can learn how to ski. It's been amazing watching these never evers. When I say that, really starting at the age of 5 is where we'll start these beginner's lessons. And you could be older and we'll still teach you as well. I mean, I was taught and I was in my 30s.
Wow.
But then I also committed to 10 years of instructing.
So yeah, I thought I knew how to ski too. And I realized I really didn't know that much about it until you get a lesson or two. So one more time, it's at the Wave Aquatic Fitness Center, the times, and then we'll be out.
All right. Time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. November 6th. Pick up your items from 3 to 5. Hope to see you there.
It is so easy, Karen. I know it's your first time. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Come and see us again next year at the same time.
Probably will.
This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And don't forget the archives, always available at kjjr.com. This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Have a great weekend.